I always, you know, I think it might have been Wally, or I forget who it was. Sometime when I was early on in my ministry, it might have been Rudy. Somebody said to me very early on. They said, "Pastor, we've learned something about you. When we ask you what time it is, you're going to teach us how to build a watch." Well, I guess yeah, I'm a watch builder, so I maybe give a few too many details, but that's me. Any questions that you want to ask me about the project, about the funding, about the financing, about the way we're doing it? This is our chance. Yes. Okay. We may need more than one microphone. We got two. Okay, we got Brett. We got another microphone. If you're going to be next, raise your hand right now. Who's next?
My question is this an all or nothing thing? If you can't raise the full $650,
yeah, there's always ways you can break it down. I'll tell you, some of the problems you run into, though, is that if you're going to do any structural things, that has to be done up front. And so you can't get to the things that really make a difference until you've done the structural things. When you say, are there things we can't do? The things we can't do are basically the technology things, because if we're going to change the platform, you have to start tearing out substructure and building in new structure. And what you can't do is leave us with, you know, a base floor and no carpet, or leave us with, you know. So this project is fairly tightly structured. The things we could not do are primarily the technology things, like the lights that need to be changed so that we can enjoy what's up here, and the screens and the new projectors and the new sound system. Those are the things that would have to wait. Or you say, we're not going to do the structural things. And if you don't do the structural things, it's kind of like, why bother? Because it's the structural things that need to be changed for us to do the ministry changes we're trying to do. So you get caught in this. So you say, are there things we can leave off? Yes. Most of them will be the things that we want to have happen, like the video streaming and the new sound system and the new lighting system and the rewiring. Those are the things that are at the end of the project that you can leave off, you know. Or you say, we're not going to do any of the structural things, and then it's kind of like, well, why bother? Because then we're just right where we are now anyway, as far as our ability to do. So that's a complicated question, Kay, and we will, and if the money doesn't come in, we'll have a lot of hard, you know, choices and decisions to make. And that's what we're trying to listen for. But it's not like we can say, oh, we're going to now decide I only want to support projects 1, 2, and 3 because I don't care about 4, 5, and 6. It's more integrated than that. It's about a whole package to make the worship center function completely. Does that help? Okay.
I was just going to say that I attest to the fact that they don't track giving here, because we give online, and there was a change to the program and some sort of upgrade, and I wasn't sure whether my setup had been deleted, and I didn't want to miss a month, so I came in here to check with Lisa Poe, and literally when I came in here and talked about it, everybody else in the office fled. And then Lisa brought up my account to let me look at it, and then she walked out so that I could look at it, almost like I was in a bank in the safe deposit, you know, area or whatever. And I looked at my account and made sure that everything was set up and still functional and so forth, and then she came back in and closed it all out. So I kind of test that, you know, everybody is not interested in what we give. They just are tracking it for taxes.
Of course, my favorite part of that story, Michael, was I didn't want to miss him. That's the part I liked. Well, other than that, thank you, Michael. I appreciate it. Someone else, questions you have about the project, what we're doing, why we're doing it?
I hope this is not too much in the weeds, but I was just wondering if these wooden barriers here that are on either side of the platform, are those going to go away?
Yes,
or open it up?
If you look at the design, the platform will be on one level all the way back. Then we can build pieces if we want to do sets and stage design, but the platform will now become one level. Once the stairs are up, you come up the stairs, there'll be one level all the way back, and that level will tie into the level through that hallway that is the back level of the foyer. As you know, the platform, the auditorium slides down. It sinks down towards the front here. So one of the things that the design will do will allow somebody to go from the foyer level out through this new hallway we want to build on the outside and come in at platform level. It's partly, it gives access to people to the platform who right now, we don't have any way to get somebody up here who has a handicap or disability. And more than that, it allows us to stage things then from out in that new area that'll act as kind of a storage area and a staging area and come into the platform without having to walk through the auditorium to get to the platform, which is what we have to do right now. But yes, it'll all be one level, and all of these things will go away. The place where the piano sinks down will come up. The choir area will go down. The walls back there will go out. We'll go to the back wall where the crosses are. All these little barriers and things will be removed. It'll be one open platform. That's one of the big things we want to accomplish, is create an open, more flexible platform for use in a multiple set of service environments. Someone else. I'm going to jump in. I know there's been a lot of questions about the baptistry and how that works. Let me just say that a lot of churches do things like this. There are ways to make it work. People have said, what about, you know, when people are wet walking across? We can have screens. We've talked about one church who comes and they do a large towel. And as soon as the person comes out, they put a towel around them and escort them off. There are ways. We are absolutely concerned about maintaining modesty and appropriateness and propriety. There's a lot of things about it, but it's a much better spatialization to have the baptistry up near the front here, and it's also a better focus for the worship service. And we will do it in a way that is both appropriate and effective. We're not going to have people in the front row getting splashed. We won't have to give out plastic to people to keep them from getting wet. You know, oh, you wouldn't believe the things I've heard in talking about having the baptistry up here in the front. But, there are other churches who have similar structures. The church that my dad pastored 65 years ago in Huntley, Minnesota, had the baptistry right in the center of the front in the floor, and they took a panel out when it was time for baptism, and people walked in and did it. I think that's probably why I was so surprised that it was a new concept, as I've known a lot of churches over time who have done similar things. I thought it was more common and understood, and yet a lot of people said, how is it going to work to have the baptistry down, you know, in the front? And it works like you would expect it to. People come, get in, be baptized, get out, and, you know, it's just there. I can tell you what, it's a lot easier than it is like when I was in India and you had to walk 100 yards out into the river, and then you had to walk 100 yards soaking wet back up to the shore. You know, there's a lot of things that we can do. And if that isn't going to work, we can do something else. But I know that one's raised a lot of questions. And so basically we will have screens, we will have carpeting or pads, we will have towels or ways to make it. We'll work out a system that everybody here is comfortable with that says, yes, that's the way we want to do it. And we will make it appropriate, respectful, modest, all of those things if we have the baptistry in the front. Other comments, other questions, other thoughts? I think, okay. Somebody get Donald. Brett, where are you? Donald's over here. I saw his hand go up too.
I was asked in an ABF class why you were taking the three crosses down. I know you were replacing one cross. That just seems like extra expensive that we don't need.
Well, okay, as far as expense, that whole wall has to be restructured. There are issues back there with both the subwall underneath it and those old panels that used to hold organ speakers, which are no longer functional. And so that whole wall is going to be rebuilt. And then just it's really just a design standard. We'll still have a cross there. We're a Christian church. But, you know, I mean, to be very honest, the three cross idea is great. I actually, when I was working for Cedarville University, I did a logo design for a church, and we used three crosses because that was really cool in the 70s to do. You don't see that done anymore. It's not a right or wrong thing. Just from a design standpoint, most churches now go with a single cross. So when we did the redesign, the designer thought, we'll put a cross up there, but we'll make it a single one. That's really all it was a design concept. But that whole wall gets rebuilt for structural reasons. And so it's just, you know, I mean, we could put the three crosses back up. You know, if we want to start a campaign and have everybody who wants three crosses, you know, write in and tell us, cool. That's really just a design to say we're a Christian church. One cross, three crosses. That's really personal preference. I'll be glad to preach under either of them. I still want to preach under the cross, though. I'll be honest. Yeah. That I will say. I still want to preach under the cross. I don't want to not have a cross there. But.
Pastor Kistner?
Yes, Donald.
Like when the choir come in, they won't come in directly from here to up there. Will they be coming from the sides?
That'll be up to Robert. If he wants them to parade down the aisles, we can do that. If he wants them to come in from the side, that'll. But at least now he'll have the option. Right now, they only have one way, and that's to parade through. So, you know, this will give a little opportunity. But that Robert is a choice that can be made. Wally? Fill it with concrete? Many of you don't know that there is a small basement room underneath the choir loft. Once upon a time, it was the choir rehearsal room. We have all kinds of issues with water down there, and we've had all kinds of structural problems down there. It's been used for storage. It's very difficult to access. The only way to get through it is through a set of stairways that go down back behind that cross, and It's a complicated, difficult place to manage. We will maintain it. We will try to probably continue to use it as storage. It has some electrical junction boxes down there that can't be moved, but it's really not usable space. And what's particularly true is it's not been usable space almost since the church was built. Those of you who have been here for a long time know that that ceased to be used as a choir rehearsal room within the first 5 years that the building existed. It was one of those ideas that looked good when the engineer planned it, and it never really worked well after that. So for about 35 years, that's been lovingly called the dungeon, and it'll probably remain the dungeon in the future. But we'll have a space here where people, and by the way, that hallway will be used for baptism changing rooms and things like that. We'll be able to set up screens and use it in a number of ways, which we kind of have to use the dungeon for now, and it's very awkward and difficult for people. So we think that will be a big improvement over the dungeon. I'm glad you mentioned that. I don't think anybody brought the dungeon up in our discussions up till now. So, any other questions? It's not going to be touched as part of this remodel. We may go down there and clean it up a little and try to do some things, but no, we're not going to do anything to it structurally. Carly? Brett's coming.
Is the exterior part of this project? It said there's a different...
No. Just the only part of the exterior is where we're going to put this hallway staging area along this side. And that'll extend about 16 feet out that way total. And so that'll be bricked in to match the current brick, and the roof will be tied in. The only part of the exterior that's being addressed, though, is that one set of walls that will go with the hallway that'll go on, along that side of the building, that north side of the building.
Okay. Thank you.
Nothing else exterior is going to be addressed at this time. This is your chance, folks.
Is there an aftermarket for any of this stuff? Like the cross?
Not much. Really, I mean, yeah. The pews, you think there might be, and we looked into it, and we're going to offer them, but we've already reupholstered these pews once and put in new padding, and we've lovingly worn that padding down. So what you have underneath there, it's very expensive to have them reupholstered and repadded and all that, and there's not finished wood underneath there. So really all you've got is the end caps and the rails. And if you look, the end caps and the rails, many of them, the veneer is broken off and chipped on. So what's available here that somebody wants for the cost of shipping and restructuring, we're going to offer it, but to be honest with you, Chris, we're not expecting a lot of takers, and it's probably going to be, if we could just get them to take it and save us the cost of demolition, it might be good just to get it out. I don't know we're actually going to get paid anything for it. There's really, we've looked into that, and there's not much value, and there just really isn't. The truth is, pews aren't sought after now much because Like I said, everybody's realized that chairs are a better way to seat an auditorium, and almost everywhere you go, they go to chairs. In fact, I can tell you one that's a little funny in the sense that one of the big things that shocked everybody when Cedarville built the original or the new Jeremiah Chapel 15 years ago, whenever it was, is that they put pews in. It was like nobody puts pews in anymore, even by then, but they put pews in, and guess what? In the last remodel, they took them out and put chairs in. It's just the way the world works now. And so, yeah, there's really not much of a market for them. Because on the days we would have baptismal services, we'd also have worship going on around it, and it would probably look difficult if Robert was standing in the baptistry to lead us. No, wait. No, it's a good question, and the reason is simply we wanted to retain the central focus for the worship times we have around the baptismals, and then have the baptisms. Yes, it would be more up front and center, but this way we'd still have the central platform to lead worship. I mean, that's the exact reason why. Thank you so much. Here's the thing I want to say. I'm available for any questions you have anytime, as is the rest of the leadership team. Please, if you have questions, ask us. If there's a reason why you're not responding, let us know. Otherwise, will you please take your cards, fill them out, drop them off, let us know what our whole family wants to do with this project. We have 2 weeks left to bring in our cards before we want to announce where we stand and how we're going forward. We hope in these next 2 weeks we will hear from all of you. Let's pray together. God, thank you so much for our time together and what it means to be a family and for the work you've called us to do here. We pray now that as we move forward, you will be glorified and honored, and your presence will be felt in this community. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. You're dismissed.